Hey, Jelly Radio, it is the morning show. Hunter sitting in with you, and as I told you, I have a special guest on the phone, John Key. Are you there, John?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
Oh, buddy, I tell you what, I'm just peachy, and I'm on the good side of peachy. You know, being peachy, it kind of, you can do two things. You can either be the pitch or you can be really sweet, and this morning I'm really sweet.
Oh, fantastic, brother, fantastic. Listen, man, as I was telling you when you called in, we don't do anything scripted here. So what I'm going to let you do, man, is just introduce yourself and tell people about Cowboy Faith Ministries.
Sure. I tell what, of course, I'm John Key, or a.k.a. Lefty.
You might want to explain that one, the Lefty.
What's that?
You might want to explain Lefty.
Well, the reason it's Lefty is I don't have my lefty got up and left. in 2002, I lost my arm in a tractor accident, and we'll get to that here in a second. But, you know, the Lord spared my life, and I tell you, it's awesome. But I grew up on a farm, and we raised a lot of grain and horses and cows and stuff. My dad didn't want anything to do with the horses. He said he looked at the wrong end of one too much, and but he was always glad to have me saddle up and get the cows out whenever they got out and got in the woods. you started out, at least and I, my wife, we started out in a youth pastoring up in Wisconsin, and then we moved into the senior pastor in Missouri, and the Lord started laying on my heart about a cowboy church, and we planted a cowboy church, then got that one up and going, we planted another one, and this year, or well, after last year now, we stepped out in June. The Lord led us to go back into rodeo clowning. I've been a rodeo clown for a lot of years, and
wow.
the Lord told me to step out and to go into that and to do church on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
A lot of cowboys out there that are going and don't have a home. So, you know, they're on the road and they can't get to church, and they need some guidance, some leadership, and we try to do that.
So you're actually on the road with the rodeo and hold church for those guys that are out there?
Yes, sir.
Wow, man.
Yep.
That is great. That is great.
We're trying to expand that a little bit. Right now we're following Boll Weevil Livestock and some other rodeo companies. We're trying to expand that. But
uh-huh.
And we also do church services, revivals, that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Let you know a little bit about the accident. And if people want to know the whole story of what got done, they can get a hold of us and we come in, because I'd love to tell my story.
Amen, bro.
I lost my arm, my left arm, and I say that God has opened more doors with my left arm since it's been gone than it ever opened when it was here.
Wow. Amen.
We were building fence. My wife and I and my shirt tail got caught up in the PTO shaft of the tractor. Took me through the 3-point hitch. My arm got hooked on the auger, and it flat ripped it off.
Wow.
Didn't know exactly the extent of it,
because uh-huh.
it was all, you know, just wadded up and underneath me. And in fact, a friend of mine who was on the fire department pulled up and looked and said, man, he looked over his party and said, that man's dead. But it was just an ashen gray body, laying in the biggest pool of blood he'd ever seen, no movement. He said, I thought you were dead.
Wow.
But the Lord had other plans. There's a lot of miracles that happened in between the time. But one of the neat things of it is there was a surgeon, a head vascular surgeon at St. Louis University Hospital. He said, she came and sat down on my bed, and she said, I don't understand it. She said, I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in God. Said, but after this, I have to.
Wow. Wow.
That there's no way that I should live more than 2 to 5 minutes with the injury that I had. And she said, here you are. Not only are you alive, but you're talking to me. You've never lost consciousness. You know everything going on. She goes, I just don't get it.
Wow.
And later on, because we were on, they filmed us and put us on the It's a Miracle show.
Yeah.
It was Roma Downey.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talk to the surgeon, and she called us into her office I just want to get to know you a little bit. Well, we went into her office and she asked a couple of questions, and then she just filled her heart. We were able to minister to her for probably about an hour.
That
her husband was an alcoholic, and just that she had a lot of things going on. And,
wow.
And you just never know where the Lord's going to lead you.
Amen, brother. Amen. Man, that is awesome. That is
yeah.
What a testimony.
One of the neat things the Lord laid on my heart. I want to tell the kids I'm kind of hard headed,
uh-huh.
My wife just gave me a look like, kinda. But I told her, I said, I want to tell the kids myself. We had, at that time, our kids were 10, 7, and 4. And the older ones come up. The youngest one wasn't able to, but they came up, and I was laying there and covered up, and I said, yeah, Dad's got something to tell you. And they just sat there and looked, and I said, yeah, I don't have an arm anymore. One of my biggest fears was that my kids would abandon me, wouldn't think I was their, you know, whole person anymore, and that
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
And my son, who was 7, and he's kind of just like your dad, he just kind of looked at me and said, we'll get through it. My daughter turned her back on me.
Oh.
And I said, when she turned her back, my heart broke.
Oh, man.
And I could just imagine at that point, you know, the Lord laid this on my heart so many times, you know, when he offered his hand out to help us, when he reaches out to us for salvation.
Oh, my goodness.
And we turn our back on him. Mm. How that must hurt his heart.
Oh, wow.
And I sat there for, and it was only for a few seconds, and
yeah,
my heart was broke, tears running down my face, and you know, I'm thinking, how am I going to deal with this? And she turned back around, and she wiped the tears from her face, and I didn't know it at that time, but she was just trying to gain her composure because she didn't want her daddy seeing her cry.
Oh.
But she turned around, and she said some of the best words I've ever heard in my life, and she looked at me right in the eye, and she said, but you're alive, and you're still my daddy.
Oh, man. Wow.
And at that point, my heart just flipped over and just started, man, rejoicing. And I thought, you know, that must be how God feels when we come back to him.
Amen, man.
You know, he created us to be
yeah,
his. And,
yeah.
And, you know, when we turn back, he just, man, I can just feel the excitement just as I felt whenever
yeah,
my daughter turned back around and she said, you're alive and you're still my dad.
Amen, brother. You know,
just as Jesus is alive. I'm going to get excited here in a minute.
Hey, let's do it, man. I love excitement, man.
Just as Jesus is
right
excited
here
when we come back to him.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's just
yeah,
been a great walk with him. Yeah, we always have thoughts of depression, you know, and stuff whenever, you know, things go through. And
uh-huh.
I can remember in the hospital looking at my wife and telling her, I said, you know what? We might as well sell the horses, sell the farm, move to town because I ain't worth anything.
Wow.
And, you know, laying there, and she said, she looked at me in all her wisdom because I'm the mouth and she's the brain. And I said, she said, well, let's just hold off.
Yeah.
And when we left the hospital, this happened on a Saturday. She had surgery Sunday night, or Saturday night, Sunday, Tuesday, was released from the hospital on Friday. And I lost my arm all the way up to the shoulder. And I told her, I said, when we get home, I want to do one thing. I want to go out and I want to halter every horse we've got by myself. I don't want any help.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know that I can do it.
Yeah.
And was able to do that. And we still do everything. We break horses and you know, just got to figure out different ways to do it. But,
right,
you know,
right,
it's a neat
right
thing to be able to do that.
Wow.
You know, God gave us the determination. And I told him, I said, Lord, I know I've got a hard head. You didn't have to prove it. But, you know, it's a neat thing. And we've been into schools doing presentations.
Wow.
Still like to do that. When we get the chance, we go in and
uh-huh,
I've got to, I do a Never Stay Quit program and using the egg, the carrot, and the coffee.
Yeah.
And let people know, every one of us has got disabilities. It's just how you handle them.
Right, right, right. Now, John, how did Cowboy Faith Ministries come about? Was that something you had, or is that something that came after the accident?
It came after the accident. When the accident happened, that was 2002, and I was
uh-huh
still preaching in a traditional church.
Okay.
And then the Lord, like I say, led us to plant the Cowboy Church. And it was neat. We actually planted, one of the ones we planted first, was Faith Cowboy Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out in a UPS store with five other people in our family.
Wow.
Within 2 weeks, we had to move out of that. We got growing, went into another building. I was there for a couple of years. We moved, we outgrew it, and
mm-hmm
we bought an old slaughter plant where they slaughtered horses back,
yeah,
is what it was built for.
Yeah.
And then went into cows and stuff. But we changed the slaughter plant into from a place of death to a place of life.
Amen.
And, you know, we were running about 150 to 180. And we started, we had built an arena out back, just a, you know, outdoor arena.
Yeah.
Had a rodeo come in, and a stock contractor came to me and he said that, Here you used to be a rodeo clown. I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I'd like to have you do it for the year. And he talked me into clowning our rodeo there to church, and it got back in my blood. And done some more rodeos that year, and in June of last year, the Lord led us to go and to start doing the rodeos more and opening up the door for church and different things at places. And so in June of last year, we started Cowboy Faith Ministries, resigned the church to my associate pastor, and just stepped out in faith.
That's so awesome, brother. Now, being that you're doing the ministry out there with the rodeo, is a term you don't hear a bunch, Christian cowboy. And I'm sure there's quite a few of them out there, or as you're out there, you're gathering up and they're learning about Jesus, and you're getting them to that point to where they become Christian cowboys.
Yeah, and that is so true. Back when I used to rodeo, I started out riding bareback and then got an arm broke and had to go to fighting because that was a guaranteed check. But, you know, at that point in my life and most rodeo, it was a pretty rough scene. You know, the alcohol was big and sexual immorality was big, and that was the thing. You know, if you were a rodeo cowboy, those are the two things you had to do.
Right.
And, you know, you see more and more the rodeo scenes and the cowboys changing over, and you see God really starting to work in the rodeo and cowboys' hearts, and it's a neat thing to see. You know, you see a lot of them giving the glory to God, a lot of them praying before they you know, get down and get tied to that bull or grab that rigging, and it's so neat to see that change. You know, I think God kept me out of the rodeo scene for so long to get me where I didn't want to go back to that old lifestyle, to get that out of my system, and you know, cowboys are kind of those. If you haven't been there, haven't done that, they don't want to listen to you.
Right.
You know, being out in the arena and being there with them and for them, that opens up an avenue to be able to talk to them one-on-one or in a service or whatever, where they'll listen.
Now, John, you said you pastored a traditional church before you got into the rodeo or to the cowboy church. Now, were you rodeoing before you went to the traditional church, or did that all come after the traditional church?
Actually, I was in a break during that time. I rodeoed hard when I was younger, and then in 87, I hung my badges up and said, I'm done. Moved to Wisconsin, and while I was up there, I got talked into volunteering for Little Britches of Wisconsin, and I volunteered for them, clowning for 3 years. And when my daughter was born, I thought, you know, this isn't the lifestyle that I want her raised up in, because like I said, we were into the alcohol pretty hard and heavy and stuff, and I just didn't want her to be around that.
Yeah.
Lord had worked on our heart. We went from the most popular trailer when we were doing the wild stuff to a trailer where there wasn't hardly any. You know, when the cooler changed from soda pop, from barley pop to soda pop, the crowd changed.
Right.
And then we hung it up, and we were out of rodeo from 91 until 2013. So about 14, 15 years, we were totally out of rodeo and started following what the Lord wanted. I was a firefighter medic for the city of Madison, Wisconsin, and had a building cave in on me and put me off the job. I wondered then, I thought, you know, I was mad at the world. I was trying to serve the Lord, and I was mad. I thought, because I love my job. I love being a firefighter medic. And I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? And then once he reminded me of the call that he had on my life, I thought, you know, I would have not given up the firefighter medic to go back into the ministry.
Right.
And so God allowed that to happen, I believe, to change my heart and do what I was what he wanted me to do.
Wow. I understand that, man. I really do. And a lot of folks, a lot of times, man, they when they're not doing what exactly God has called you to do, he'll get your attention in more ways than one if he has to.
He will.
Yes.
You know, and you know, a lot of people think, you know, well, if I'm not serving God, he don't care about me. But, you know, I look back on my life so many times, God's taken care of me, even when I wasn't serving. And I give a lot of credit to my mama. She was a praying mama.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had my left arm broke, and they told me I'd never use it again. And a wreck back in my younger days, and mom was praying. I got my use back of that arm in about 3 months, and only to lose it again. But I was hit by a drunk driver, and we were in the ambulance, and was hit by a drunk driver, broke my neck.
Wow!
The Lord healed my neck in the flight from Marion, Illinois to St. Goodness. Louis. The x-rays totally changed, and that was the guy I really believed my mom was praying for me, and God had other plans.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, John, let everybody know your website address so people can get find out more about y'all and if they want and look y'all up so they'll know.
Sure. Our website is Cowboys Faith Ministries, and that's plural, .com. We're on Facebook with Cowboys Faith Ministries. We've got a YouTube channel that we just fired up, and we're wanting to try to get that going. And in fact, I'm looking at trying to buy one of those GoPros or one of those action cameras to get that stuff
on and put
sermons on and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
And so they'll have the YouTube channel. They can get a hold of me on my email address is ejkee64@gmail.com. We try to get as many avenues out there as we can to get a hold of us. You know, we love to tell our story, and it doesn't matter if it's a rodeo, if it's a traditional church, cowboy church. It don't matter if it's just one-on-one. We want people to know who Jesus is and what he's in, what he loves us.
Amen, brother. Well, if y'all are ever passing through Louisiana, man, I hope y'all stop here at HLE Radio and come in and visit. Y'all are always welcome, and I mean that. I really do.
Well, I want to put a plug in for you guys, too. I hadn't, until Brian got a hold of me, I hadn't heard of, up here in Missouri, hadn't heard of HLE Radio, and he got a hold of me and let me know about it. And I thought, we'll see what this is about. You know, you always get a lot of stuff here and there.
Yeah,
I plugged that thing in, and I turned it on, and I have been in love with it ever since. You guys do a great job.
Awesome,
I love the music,
man.
Love the attitude, and you guys just do a fantastic job.
Fantastic, brother. I want to ask you one more thing, or maybe two more things before I let you go. When you're out there with the rodeo and you're doing the services and everything, Is there kind of shunment for the cowboy Christian, or, you know, like, it's not really the cool thing to do? And I'm referring to maybe like in Nashville between the artists, you know, they got some that are Christian artists, and they kind of turn their back on them a little bit, like they just shun them a little bit. Does that happen on the rodeo circuit or not really?
It doesn't happen near as much. I know when I first gave my life over the back to the Lord, I should say, and that was in the late 80s. There was a lot of shunment. Like, we went from being the place to be, the trailer to be. We had 50, 60 people around the campfire, and just that was a place. And when we gave our lives over back over to Christ, it went from that 50 to maybe one or two.
Wow.
And but you know, the neat thing of it is, because it kind of broke my heart. I thought, man, I thought I had friends. But the neat thing about it is, as they seen us. They seen we were still the same people. They seen what we stood for, and we really meant it. When they got into times of trouble, when things were going wrong in their lives, they knew where to come to. They'd come to our trailer. And
amen.
And which was neat.
Yeah.
We don't see it as much now as we did. And I think part of it helps that I'm in the arena, and they know that I'm there for them. They know what I stand for. They know I ain't going to be out drinking and all that crowding about.
Right.
But, you know, they don't shun us. They're still, you know, they're still our friends. Of course, they don't ask us to go to town with them of the evenings, and that's okay with me.
Yeah.
I just stay where I'm at.
I don't want to go.
I like my trailer.
Yeah.
but we don't see near as much of the shunment, though, as what we used to.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, brother, I am in awe of what you do. And what a needed thing to be out there on the rodeo circuit, because those guys can't necessarily get into church on a Sunday morning traditionally like most folks do because of their schedule of having to rodeo and travel, and you know, they might be traveling that day or whatever. But the fact that they have a place where they can get fed, man, and find out about Jesus, and that's what you're doing, and that is phenomenal, man. That's more of what I like to call the end time revival that the Bible talks about.
Yeah, it is, and we've seen several people saved. You know, because we've got, and not only do we open it up, you know, it's, when we do church, it's not just for the cowboys there at the rodeo. We plug it all throughout the rodeo at the night, or on Saturday night or whatever, and let them know, hey, come on back out. And we've seen people come, and you know, even not always is it a big service, but it don't have to be. You know, we've had it as much as 30, 40, 50 people, and we've had it as few as two or three.
Amen.
But the Lord said, "Well, two or three gathered together." There
yes,
is.
Yes, that is correct. That is definitely correct, man.
Yeah, and you know, it's a neat thing because you know we do see some of the local people come back in going, "What is this cowboy church thing?" You know, and when they get there, and we get asked, "What's cowboy church?"
Right.
And I tell them, it's just people being real. You know, what you see is what you get, and you know, we talk a little different. We might use a little more stories or whatever, because when I preach, I'm more of a storyteller and a parable. That's how Jesus thought, so I'm trying to follow that good example.
Amen.
And you know, we just try to do that.
Amen. Well, John, it sure is a pleasure having you on today, man. I really appreciate you taking time out to come on and tell us about Cowboy Faith Ministries. Again, before I let you go, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and find you.
Yeah, just get a hold of us and look us up. We're on, like I said, we're on Facebook, Cowboy Faith Ministries on Facebook. We also have a website at cowboyfaithministries.com. We've got a YouTube channel that just started. They can see a little bit there. And it's going to grow, and that's Cowboy Faith Ministries. They can email me at pjkee64@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And, man, I tell you what, if there's people out there that want to have us come in and do a service, do a revival, do a rodeo, it don't matter. We want to reach out to anybody and everybody that will have us come in, not for our empire, but for God's kingdom.
Amen, brother. I feel the same way, man. John, a sure pleasure meeting you this morning over the air, brother, and talking to you. And I'm serious, man. If y'all are ever passing through Jennings, man, you make sure and stop in. Y'all are most definitely welcome.
Hey, we will, and I appreciate you having us on and the opportunity.
All right, brother. You be blessed.
You too, and thanks. Keep up the good work, brother.
All right, man. That is John Key with Faith Cowboy Faith Ministries. Y'all check it out. And what a great guy, man. I really enjoyed that.